Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning. My name is Nicholas Arikalas. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. It's the Wake Up Show. The Wake Up Show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84lumber.com. It's also the morning after a Steelers victory. And another one where, did they play a full game? Not really. I wouldn't call it a full game. Did they do some things that were good? Yeah, absolutely. Did we learn anything? Maybe not. Call me, 412-928-9370 on the Fan Hotline. I'll take your phone calls this morning. I'll also engage in some of your tweets if you have any questions or comments for me. My Twitter handle is at @Kalas_33. That's @Kalas_33. And again, that phone number is 412-928-9370. You can call me and talk to me about anything Steelers. Cause they're 6-3 now, which is great. Happy to see that. They have won 9 straight one score games. That is impressive. Is it impressive? In a vacuum, I mean, to the national people, it's impressive that Mike Tomlin knows how to grit and grind and get those wins no matter what. At least in the regular season, right? The playoffs, they haven't had much success in the playoffs. We all know it's been years and years since they won a playoff game. But the national people love talking about that. Mike Tomlin keeps this team in it throughout. Mike Tomlin keeps this team fighting. There's value in that. I'm almost inclined to believe that they could go into the playoffs and win a game if they continue to make progress. The fact that their losses have been, 2 of their 3 losses this season were really brutal. That to me is a little scary. Jacksonville game, I'm convinced that if Kenny Pickett played quarterback, he would have found the wizardry he needed to will the team to victory. So I don't really count that Jacksonville Jaguars loss as a huge loss. But the other two, I mean, that just makes you doubt their ability to go into the playoffs and win a game, because you can't really grind against teams that have better weapons and or a better plan than you do. Now, the Steelers are also in pretty great shape, because as we look around the rest of the AFC North, we saw and we understand that the Ravens lost and the Bengals lost, which means the Bengals are back in the basement on their own in the division. It was tied. It was a 3-way tie going into this week, with, you know, some obvious tiebreakers, but you don't need tiebreakers right now. So we'll just say they were tied, all tied for second. And now the Bengals lose, the Browns win, and the Ravens lost, which means the Steelers are now a half game back of first place. The Browns are more in it at this point than the Bengals, and the Bengals are running out of time. Like, they're losing games. They don't have any tiebreakers right now, really, and they're in last place. So even if they tie, I mean, they got to start winning games in division. And shockingly enough, despite 2 ugly losses for the Steelers and 1 hard-fought loss, the Steelers have not lost a division game yet this season. I still say yet, because I think they'll lose 1, at least, by the time the season ends. It's hard to go undefeated in division, but right now they're undefeated. Like, the Steelers have all the tiebreakers at this point. Going into the next 2 weeks where they'll have divisional games, but it's just, this season is so perplexing. I still have faith in Kenny Pickett, and maybe you don't, and you can call me and tell me that. Several of you have. You know, I mean, I understand the hesitancy, and I understand that he makes mistakes. And the game, I mean, I've heard from several people now, several, you know, broadcast and analytical professionals who say, Kenny Pickett, the game just seems like it's moving too fast for him. And I totally agree with that. Like, sometimes it seems like he can't adjust properly in play. And that would be a big problem if he wasn't also orchestrating comebacks in the fourth quarter. A lot of what's helped the Steelers, too, this season is that their running game is a big threat. The fact that they have both Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren is, I think that's important. I don't want to spread, or I don't want to use a wedge to spread whatever they've got going on right now. Like, I don't want them to fight or assume that one should get more carries than the other. I think the fact that you've got two quality running backs right now, you know, it helps preserve their health. It helps give the Steelers a different look every time on offense. The defenses have to handle their two different styles. The only thing about Najee is that, you know, he tries to take on the entire defense when he plays, and that was evident yesterday. I was watching the game, and he tried to hurdle one dude by the sideline. That's, you know, that's dangerous, and he didn't really gain much from doing that. I appreciate the heart, and that's what you want. But, you know, at the same time, you know, sometimes it's too much. But that's my only critique. Other than that, I mean, I think they both complement each other extremely well. So the running game may be carrying this team as well, having a more established running game. But, you know, still Pickett is, you know, leading it all on offense under the direction of Matt Canada, we still assume. Matt Canada being on the sideline seems to have had some sort of impact. I was kind of warmed at the heart by Kenny Pickett and Matt Canada sitting next to each other, and you could see them having a conversation. I think that's, you know, I like seeing that. However much of an impact it has, we may never truly know, but they've still won two games doing that, and they've scored over 20 points in these last two games. That's something that I want. I mean, we can be frustrated and we can kind of sit here and not be confident, but if they're scoring in the 20s, I'm going to be satisfied with that. I'd love for them to put up one 30-point game, establish some dominance, see those high-scoring games that we saw when Ben Roethlisberger was leading. You know, his name is not yet gone from the Steelers because we all miss him, I assume. I don't know. I don't like him personally, but that, you know, that doesn't mean he wasn't a good quarterback. Anyway, I'm good with 20-point games. Like, I'm good with this offense scoring 20 points. They make mistakes, and that's fine. Several teams botch games worse than the Steelers have this season. The Steelers have more wins than losses. That, I think, is important. Now, 9-8 does not sound, you know, desirable either. So, you know, just because they have more wins than losses doesn't necessarily mean they're a playoff-bound team. But, like, they're 6-3 right now. They're 3 over 500. So, it could be worse, is what I just want to share with all of you, is that it could be worse. But Kenny Pickett's good enough to orchestrate wins late in games. This team over the last two games has scored over 20 points. In three or four of their games now that they've played in, they've scored over 20. They've had terrible losses, but they're 6-3. Are they good enough to win in the playoffs? It's a question we've been asking for weeks now. Are they good enough to squeak by in the playoffs? I kind of like that they're an underdog if they're going to go into the playoffs this year than to be a team to fear, because maybe teams better know how to attack when you've got a clear identity and a clear path, and you know, when you're playing in the playoffs, as opposed to we don't know what we're going to get. Maybe they'll get blown out. Maybe they'll just grind out the runs. Maybe Kenny Pickett will, you know, be a wizard again and turn it on. I mean, sometimes not having high expectations gives you an advantage when there are one-game playoff rounds. I don't know anything, really, watching this team. Everything says that they should be a bad football team, and yet they're 6-3. 9 straight wins that have been decided by one score. Kenny Pickett doesn't look great until the fourth quarter. They've scored again in the first half. They scored twice in the first half this week. There's progress. It's not the type of progress that makes us think that many of the players on the team right now are Hall of Famers, but they're still winning games. So we don't know much of anything. I'm still baffled. I still don't know. I think that as long as Kenny Pickett's winning games, no matter what quarter it's in, he's helping win games, he's good. Keep him in there. Have faith in him. You still have reasons to be concerned, and only at this point, I mean, if the Steelers go into the playoffs with 10 wins and they lose in the first round again, complaints galore, go at it. Maybe you don't have faith in Kenny Pickett to win. That's, or the Steelers to conduct wins, orchestrate wins in the playoffs. That's your right to think that. Tell me what you think. All right, tell me what you think. I'm done going on a rant. 412-928-9370. I'm going to take some calls right now. Start with this person. Good morning. What's your name?
Will, good morning.
All right, Will, what's on your mind?
To me, it looks like everybody on the offense is progressing except Kenny Pickett. He's kind of staying stagnant, which to me is a cause of concern.
Sure.
He doesn't survey the field well. I feel like he's always just, you know, I'm throwing to that guy. From snap until release, he's just staring that guy down, which gets him into trouble sometimes.
Sure.
And everything's dink and dunk. Like, he doesn't really take a lot of shots downfield unless it's to the sideline. So, I don't know. It's just looks like he has some happy feet, and it looks like he's trying not to lose than trying to win. And it's, I don't know, it concerns me.
Sure. Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I agree with everything. There's one thing, though, that I'm just going to question, just to get your minds moving out there. I had an angry caller when I was producing a show a couple years ago refer to Ben Roethlisberger as Captain Dink and Dunk. And only in the fourth quarter of many of those games does Roethlisberger seem to say, to heck with it, and then he started, you know, throwing the ball down the field and giving the Steelers a chance to win late. Just keep that in mind. I mean, people were upset with Ben Roethlisberger, too, when in games he would, quote, dink and dunk. So I don't know if that's a whole product of Kenny Pickett or not. It is frustrating, and you might blame Pickett for that, but just keep that in mind that people were complaining that Ben Roethlisberger was doing the same thing during games toward the end of his career. Got another caller, 412-928-9370. Good morning, what's your name?
Good morning, this is Chuck.
All right, Chuck, what's on your mind?
Obviously, Matt Canada is an offensive genius. He just had a bad seat up until 2 weeks ago.
Sure.
Let's be honest about that. I find it intriguing that the local perspective of Coach Tomlin compared to the national perspective. I think both are right to an extent. I mean, I think he's done an amazing job this year. But I think a lot of times what national people don't take into account is his fingerprints are all over the building of this team. And, you know, he gets all this credit for, it's not a great team, but he always has them in contention and, you know, gets them to the playoffs more often than not.
Yeah.
And they never have a losing season. But they don't seem to take into account that he's also somewhat responsible for the fact that it is a mediocre team that he tends to coach well.
Sure. Hey, Chuck, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Your sentiments are well taken. The only, I guess, half argument I'll create. I mean, you can't get every single good player that exists. There's money involved. You know, teams have to want to give up players in trades. Like, you've got to provide some value for the value that you're getting back. So it's not like the Steelers can just wave a magic wand and go, give me this guy and give me that guy. Give me all the great guys. And, you know, don't expect me to spend at all on those players, whether it's trade value or actual money. So, you know, how much roster construction does he do? I mean, yeah, he is responsible for which players make it on the field. I don't know what you want him to do at quarterback right now. The Steelers just drafted Kenny Pickett in the first round. that's just the reality of that. You don't want to give up on that guy because then you look bad, and it's, you know, and it's just, yeah, it's not good if your first round drafted quarterback doesn't play and you don't have faith in him. And the fact that Kenny Pickett has the ability to win you games, I don't blame him for keeping Kenny Pickett in games. What he's doing right now with the running backs, I think, is a good thing. Being able to alternate between Jaylen Warren and Najee Harris is good. The defense always typically plays a strong game, minus two games where they let up 30 points, although I don't blame them entirely because the offense was still doing the thing where they go three and out six times before they make any progress. So I'm half with you. Yeah, he constructs the roster. He has a say in who plays. I don't always think that that's just a very blanket statement. Like, in a vacuum, sure, that's true, but also he can't go out and get every single talented person that's ever existed to play football for the Steelers. It just doesn't work that way. So that's my only defense to that comment. But everything else, I mean, what you're saying makes sense. It's all fair, Chuck. Appreciate the call. All right, take one more caller before I have to go to a break. I believe this is Earl in Cannonsburg, is it?
Yeah.
All right, good morning.
Hey, well, same to you. You're doing a good show again today.
Appreciate it.
But did you watch that last play yesterday, careful, when we intercepted and ran into our sidelines?
Yeah, I did. I thought it was a late hit for sure.
It looks like they ran right over Canada. Was that him?
I don't know. No, I didn't pay that
much
attention.
They knocked this bald-headed guy on his butt. They all start running to both benches empty and looked like they was going to have a fight.
Yeah, well, hey, thanks for the call, Earl. I don't know if that was Matt Canada, but I think I heard the announcer say something about a coach got in the middle of that. But I really don't know. I wasn't paying that much attention to it at the end of the game. I just saw that happen, and then I saw just a whole pile of people on television, like many of you did. And I didn't hear that Matt Canada sustained any injuries from a play like that, but that was wild. Yeah, and a rough way to end it, but the Packers seemed frustrated, and that dude knocked the guy out of bounds way too late. So not good on the Steelers for defending their players and defending each other in that case, but also, you know, dumb play to end the game. Not sure if Matt Canada was involved. And that's all I got to say about that. All right, I'm long overdue for a break. When I come back, more Steelers talk, and I might have time for one or two more callers. So if you want to get an open line, you're welcome to at 412-928-9370. Once again, my name is Nicholas Harry Callis, and this is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Football season is also truck season at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 58, low of 33. It's in the 30s right now, so be careful. It's cold. Tomorrow, high of 52, low of 37. Clear skies expected, but more chills. Winter weather is coming. All right, I got time for one more caller at 412-928-9370, and I'll take this caller. Good morning. What's your name?
My name's Danny.
Danny, what's on your mind?
Listen, first of all, the guy who got ran over was Danny Smith, the special teams coach.
Gotcha.
Secondly, stop defending this crap. Kenny Pickett is atrocious. Okay, I'm sorry. So, Harry, stop it. Stop it. You're too into baseball and you're too young to understand.
Nope. Not hearing it. I am too into baseball, that's for sure. But just because I like Kenny Pickett does not mean that he's a good quarterback. So let's just get that out of the way. I'm too young to understand? Maybe. I don't know. But I'm not hearing that this morning. Listen, I like him. I'm not going to say he plays perfectly. I just like him at quarterback and they're winning games. So, I ain't doing that. I'm not going to be talking to you like that this morning. This is a peaceful show. If you listen to this, we do peaceful things here. You express your opinions. It leads you into the rage that Crowley and Doran bring, the ruckus that Crowley and Doran bring. I ain't for that this morning. Too much yelling. I don't need any anger this morning or those weren't really insults because kind of maybe both those things are true. I like what he's doing. Especially because they're winning. I don't like how he's doing it necessarily. I wish the team would win more. Personal opinion, I'm cool with Kenny Pickett. I'm not trying to defend anybody necessarily. I like him. If you don't like him, if you don't think he's doing a good job, that's okay. Like, I don't argue with anybody who says that. We have discussions here. We don't come in that hot. That was like a meteor coming toward Earth. I needed to extinguish it, get a rocket ship up there, and just put that away. Daniel coming in hot this morning. And wow, now I'm anxious. Yeah. No, I like Kenny Pickett. That doesn't mean that you have to think he's a good quarterback, and that doesn't mean that he's doing a good job. I just like what he's doing right now with the team investing that first-round pick. It's just really hard not to, like, see him through at least for three seasons. That's just me. I've never argued with anybody, though, who's come on and told me Kenny Pickett is not the guy. Kenny Pickett's not good. I just say how I feel. They say how they feel. We move on because, again, it's 5:30 in the morning. No need for all that, Daniel. Come on now.